possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, everyone, to KMOX's At Your Service. That's right, At Your Service tonight. Beautiful Tuesday night. Well, it's not going to be so beautiful coming up a little bit later. We're going to get some weather here in the heart of Mid-America. It's 8:33. That's your time. My name's Greg Damon. Tonight in the big chair here on KMOX's At Your Service, we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to talk a little basketball tonight. That's right. I got some ladies in the house, Incarnate Word Academy. They have just won their second straight basketball championship, state championship. Also, their head coach, Dan Rolfs. He is on the phone with us. Dan, thanks for joining us tonight on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Greg. I appreciate it.
All right, so for folks playing the home game of At Your Service, Dan, I got to tell you what a resume you have. Athletic director, head basketball coach in Incarnate Word Academy. 68-game win streak, and you guys just cruised through the playoffs and nailed down the championship.
Yeah, no, we've had an incredible run over the past several years, and you know, it's great to finish it with the state championship this year, and extremely blessed to be able to be in the gym with our girls every day. We've got some great players and great people, and it's been a fun couple of years for sure.
Well, we got some of those great players in studio with us hanging out. Natalie Potts, Olivia Hahn, Abby Sextro, Sophia Otten, and we have Kaylin Janes on the phone. We're going to get to them in just a little bit, Dan, but a couple questions I certainly want to ask you. I got to tell you, I've been fortunate to come out to some of the games and watch the games. It is amazing to me that here you have these five amazing starters, and all of a sudden they come out, and the next five are just as good as the five that were in there. And then they come out, and then the next ones are just as good. It's like this. It's like a machine. It doesn't stop.
Yeah, no, they make me look like a really good coach, don't they, right? you know, one of the keys to our success over the last several years has been our depth. And this year, especially, I can't remember a year where we've had this much depth and, you know, players 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 coming off the bench and not missing a beat. So, you know, it's very, you know, obviously a luxury for me as a coach, but if you're an opponent, not so great.
Yeah, absolutely. And I got to tell you, it looks like every one of these girls, man, they're out there working so hard, just trying to make it and make it happen and do it the right way.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing, you know, a little bit of competition within the team on playing time and, you know, I've got the luxury of playing multiple people, and it gets competitive. And when you have, you know, 10 players, 10, 12, you know, 13 players like we do that are, that good, you know, they've got to bring it. Otherwise, someone else is going to take their playing time. So, you know, I'm in a good spot as a coach and being able to play multiple players. And, you know, I think a lot of times our practices are as challenging as games just because of how deep we are.
No, absolutely. I want to throw some of your stats out there. 22 seasons as head basketball coach in Incarnate Word Academy. 11 state championships, 17 Final Fours. Career record as a varsity head coach. Where have you been? 639 wins, 86 losses. I mean, come on, man. What are you doing?
Got some really good players. That's for sure. That you know, I'm fortunate to be able to coach the players that I have. But at the same time, they buy into our system. And, you know, I feel like it's a system where our kids are going to play hard. They're going to challenge, you know, all our opponents offensively and defensively. And, you know, our scouting and preparation, I think, is second to none. Our attention to detail. I know our girls probably cringe every time they hear that phrase. But, you know, I think that's just what separates us from everybody else. And, once again, I'm super fortunate to be with these girls every day in the gym.
Well, I tell you, that was the next thing I was going to talk about was your preparation. It seemed like everybody was completely focused, you know, sitting on the bench, on the floor, knew exactly what to do. And what really got me, what I really loved was the ladies that were sitting on the bench, they were the biggest cheerleaders in the house.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's so fun when everybody is excited for our team success. I know a lot of our girls can, you know, they can go other places and to other schools and be the star. They could average, you know, crazy statistics, but they chose to come here and kind of put their own, you know, statistics aside, you know, for playing in our program, for being a part of our success. And, you know, I that's what I love about our team. That's what I love about our school in general is that, you know, the girls are appreciative and cheer on each other.
Well, let me ask you this, Dan, as one coach to another, I want to ask you about what you kind of brought up there. When, you know, every one of these girls has the opportunity to come to Incarnate Word Academy to play your style of basketball, buy into the program, you know, there's a big stigma that a lot of private schools recruit kids to come to that school.
Yeah. Well, you know, one, you know, private schools are always trying to do whatever they can to attract kids, whether it's a theater kid, a music kid, someone that's involved in STEM. So, you know, private schools are recruiting kids in general. From a basketball sense, you know, the fact that you have us on the air on Camo X now and the fact that we win state championships and the fact that we travel nationally and we're ranked nationally, that's what the recruiting is for us. If you're in St. Louis, I feel we're at the point where you know Incarnate Word basketball and you know what we're about. And you either want to be a part of it or you don't. Again, it 100% takes a special person to be a part of our program. It does. A selfless person, someone that's going to buy into, you know, team first mentality. And that's not for everybody. It's not. So, you know, again, I can't speak enough for our girls and the time, the effort that they put into making our program what it is. And, you know, the recruiting to me is
hey, good players want to go play in good places.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they see what we do. And, you know, the best players, that they either want to be a part of it or they don't. And the reason they don't sometimes is because they want to be, you know, on a team where they're the star and they get all the attention. And I can totally understand that. I can't disagree with that. But we just get a different minded kid. And, you know, I think the success of our kids and the success of our program and our kids going on to play at the next level kind of speaks for itself. Yeah. You know, I've never had a college coach come in and say, oh, she's averaging, this person's averaging 20 and this person's only averaging 14. I'm going to take the 20 just based on stats. So I think the college coaches appreciate what our kids go through. They know the game. Our kids have a high IQ. They know how to watch film. They know what a scouting report is like. They know how to prepare for an opponent, and they know how to play hard every day. So,
you mentioned about people going somewhere, being the big scorer, the big fish. For me, when they go to college, let's say they're the big fish and they're always scoring all the points, their teammates may not be as good as what they are. They all of a sudden they go to college. Now they're the little fish in the big pond. I've seen kids to where, hey, they don't necessarily want to play anymore. They don't rise to the occasion.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what's great about, our program right now is that our kids are going to be challenged every single day. You know, iron sharpens iron. And if you're the best player on the team and you're not challenged, you only can get so, you only can prove so much. And there's only so much a coach can do if you're the top player. Again, I'm fortunate. Our girls are unfortunate that they get challenged every day. And when they go on to play in college, they've been challenged before. It's not culture shock.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan, I want to thank you so much for spending some of your time here with us on KMOX is at your service tonight. I'm going to talk to your girls here in just a few minutes, but unfortunately, I got to do a little business.
So, yeah, no problem. Thanks so much, Greg.
Absolutely. Continued success and congratulations on another state championship.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Fantastic, Dan. Appreciate it. Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk to some of the ladies here in studio and on the phone with us, talk a little Incarnate Word basketball. Hope you guys are up for the challenge. They're all looking at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. Nah, maybe I'm not. Stick around. More to come. Welcome back, everyone. KMOX is at your service on a Tuesday night. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair tonight, and we're talking a little basketball. 8:48 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America, as I like to say. In the studio with us, we got some Incarnate Word Academy ladies that have been kind enough to join us. In studio, Natalie Potts, Olivia Hahn, Abby Sextro, and Sophia. On the phone, we have Kaylin Janes. She couldn't make it down tonight because it's her birthday, 16 years old. Congratulations, Kaylin.
Thank you.
All right. So, I know some of these ladies just came from practice. How was practice? Good?
Good.
If I turn your mics on, see, I've only been doing this 20, 21 years. You think I know how to operate this stuff, so let's try it again. How was practice tonight?
It was good.
Good.
Sweaty.
Sweaty?
Yeah.
Well, that's how practice is supposed to be.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's no rest, is it?
No, not at all.
So I will tell you, Kaylin's dad used to, when he was a football coach for my son, he had one of the greatest lines ever. He said, do you know when football season starts?
Yeah.
The day after it ends.
I was just saying.
That's right. Isn't that right, Kaylin?
Yes, sir. I was just about to say that.
All right. So let's talk a little about winning some championships. Some of you ladies here have won two championships in a row. How awesome is that? We'll go ahead and we'll start with Natalie and tell us what you think.
It's been great. This team has been amazing. The ride has been fun. Winning these state championships is a great feeling after such a hard-working season.
Yeah, especially after COVID, obviously. Now, being a junior, so you have one, you got, win another one.
Yeah, that's the goal. Hopefully we can pull it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk to Abby. Abby, what do you think about this?
I definitely think it's a great feeling, being young, it's nice to be a part of the ride with the upperclassmen. And I've said it before, but you definitely knew that it's earned and it wasn't given.
Yeah, absolutely. And Olivia, how about you? Being a junior now, so you've got two in a row.
Yeah, it was amazing, especially because it was the same team that came back from last year and we just got to build and build and become better.
Absolutely. So after you guys graduated, I'm sorry, Kaylin, how about you? Now, you've had two championships in a row as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with them. With that comes a lot of pressure, too, because obviously ever since I've been there, we haven't lost a game, which is super exciting for us because we put in a lot of hard work. But that also makes every team give it. We always get their best shot, like Rolfus says. So it's a really good challenge. And always keeps us on our toes. So it's a great experience overall.
You definitely have a target on your back, no doubt about that. Every team's gunning for you. 68 wins in a row. I mean, that is pretty freaking awesome.
Yes, it is absolutely insane. Hopefully we'll keep that streak going.
All right, so let's talk to Sophia. Obviously, only one championship for Sophia, but you've actually participated in two state championships this year alone.
Yep.
So dual player, obviously softball, now basketball as well. You've got an opportunity to win four state championships in basketball and three in softball, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy just to think that I've already been in two state appearances when most people don't even get one. And I'm just really happy that I can be a part of it all. And it's just really cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I got to tell you, being a freshman, obviously a lot of bench time for you versus some of the other ladies. But I got to tell you, you're the biggest cheerleader on the bench, it seems like.
Yeah, I love cheering on my teammates. It is so much fun to see them do well. And it just makes me happy for them. And I just love seeing them do well.
Absolutely. So now, you ladies have some pretty awesome seniors on the team. One going to Kentucky, one going to UMSL, one going to Missouri State. Is that right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, how awesome is that? I mean, do they inspire you to become better players?
Well, oh, yeah.
Abby, we'll go with you first.
Definitely Jaden. She's our biggest hype man. She is always talking. She definitely is the hardest worker on our team. And she really just makes us work all hard. We're always challenging each other during practice. And she's definitely the ringleader for us.
All right. How about Olivia?
I think they all are amazing, especially I was like under Sanaya for a bit because I had to be like the backup point guard. And it was just amazing, like just getting to guard her. It makes me a better defender, makes her a better, you know, obviously, you know, getting to the lane, making decisions. And it was just great to have, like, you know, Morgan being the talker. She was always like there to step up and play any role. And Jaden, she's amazing leader, talker, and she's just always there and prepared.
Now, Natalie, how about for you as well? Did they inspire you? Do they come out and push you?
Oh, for sure. They all bring something different to the table. They're all different positions, so they kind of guide someone on the team each and every day at practice.
And what about you, Kaylin?
Yeah, honestly, I can't say enough positive things about our seniors. I'm really going to miss them, especially since I've got to experience playing with them ever since I've been at Incarnate, which has been 2 years, but they really push us. Everyone's talking. They bring the energy every single day in practice and on game days. So I wish them the best in the future. We would definitely miss them, but they've definitely made a huge impact on our program as a whole.
Now, Sophia, being a freshman, do these ladies, obviously seniors and the upperclassmen, do they come out and like, hey, you better get this right?
Yeah, no, they do it in a nice way, though. That, you know, they'll
not like something I would do.
Yeah,
you see me coach your brother.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they'll just like pull you aside, just tell you like what you did wrong and what like you could do better. And it's really helpful, like constructive criticism. And they aren't just screaming at you to, you know, you did something wrong, like just go. And it's really nice for them to do that and be helpful.
All right, we got just a couple minutes here. So obviously we talked a little about the seniors. They come out and they still put the work in just as much as everybody else. And I'm assuming everybody follows their lead. Kaylin, I'll go with you first.
Yes, I agree with that. Definitely the seniors are the example setters, I say. I mean, everyone leads in their own ways, but especially the seniors since they're all our captains too. So a lot of pressure goes into that for them, but they handle that really well and make our team better as a whole. So, yeah, very appreciative of that.
All right, we got about a minute left. Natalie?
They have been a pleasure to play with, and they've definitely showed us juniors what we need to do next year to step it up and be ready to help guide the underclassmen.
Olivia?
They've been our two-year seniors, and they've always just been ready to go out and play and just be hard workers and showed us how to have that.
Abby?
Yeah, they definitely know how to help us and guide us through this practices. Sometimes they're hard, but we know how to get through them.
All right. Sophia, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm just going to miss them a lot. They've been great leaders, and yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it.
All right, so we got just about a minute left. Coach is off the air. Is there anything bad you guys want to say about him? No. Coach probably still listening. I don't want to do that. I'm not doing any extra sprints. No doubt about it. Hey, ladies, thanks so much for coming down and hanging out. Hey, congratulations so much on winning the state championships back-to-back. It's such an awesome thing, and you guys just have the opportunity just to steamroll. It was a pleasure watching you guys play, because as I told the coach, I mean, it was just like a machine. It was just mm-hmm. right after the other. Nobody messed up at all. So thanks so much for coming down and hanging out with us. I appreciate it. Kaylin, thanks for joining us on the phone.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate all you do.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Thank you. Folks, that's going to about wrap up this hour of the KMOX At Your Service show. But don't worry, we got a whole nother hour coming up after this. Stick around. We got news coming up next, my friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.